Plus, this is our 9 News Bronco Insider. He is presented by Bet River Sportsbook. He joins us now. Chad Anderson in for Stink, who's off with family in Alaska. Okay, tell me which rookie, based on one weekend of rookie minicamp, Mike, is going to be a star this year.
Ooh, well, I'm going to say Dulcich.
Okay.
And I don't know about star, but there's really, I've been saying, they pick so late, guys, that I've been saying there's really only two to pay attention to, and that's Nick Benito, the edge rusher, and Dulcich, the tight end, picked in the second and third round. Montrell Washington, a returner. You know, I didn't see, there wasn't any returning going on in the rookie minicamp. There was coverage of returners, coverage of the medicine ball, if you will, was a big drill in rookie minicamp. So you couldn't really glean who was the surprise or, you know, who jumped out at you when you're covering a medicine ball. Those are necessary things. Getting your work in, but they don't tell you, at least I'm not able to figure out who's good by that exercise. But Benito and Dulcich are going to be the two that play. And, you know, other guys, you know, like Mathis in the fourth round, he'll be a special teamer. Any they'll bring along might play a little bit on defense. But, you know, it's really Benito and Dulcich is this rookie class.
Jimmy Graham had one pretty good season with Russ when he went to Seattle, but the rest weren't all that spectacular. And Russell Wilson's never really had a really productive tight end as part of the offense. What can you glean from what he can do and in Nathaniel Hackett's offense can do with Dulcich? And does he have to catch balls to be effective in the offense, or can he be a weapon just by forcing them to pay attention to him?
Yeah, I mean, yes, he can be a weapon. Tight ends in that offense, which, you know, you can, the Gary Kubiak offense, it's similar to Kyle Shanahan, and look what they do with Kittle. Yeah, he can be a 40, 45 catch receiver as a rookie. You know, Fant, the last couple of years, had 62 and 68 catches. I think eventually Dulcich can be that type of tight end. I think they're planning on it.
Visit with Mike Listar, 9 News Bronco Insider. Is the Jerry Jeudy issue, at least internally, closed? And how do you feel they handled it, at least in the way that they spoke about it?
Well, I think what they... in some ways it's closed, but I do think internally they're probably addressing it with Jerry Jeudy. I mean, it's one of those things. I know there was talk of, you know, you treat the symptom or you treat the problem. And, you know, the problem is something that you have to continue to address, you know, how to handle conflict, how to handle, how to treat women. These are, you know, Jerry didn't, there was no physical violence. Again, I hate to reiterate, or I should reiterate, that in this particular case, and you can argue whether he should have been arrested or not based on what we saw, but I think there was some stuff there that was, disturbing. And, you know, that those are things usually with domestic violence, situations, from what I understand, they've got to go to classes and those type of things. And I think that's always good, regardless of who you are and what your occupation is.
Nathaniel Hackett, as you get a chance to observe and get to know him a little bit more, certainly he's Mr. Upbeat. But do you get the sense during a long NFL season when fires need to be put out, do you get the sense he can be, quite frankly, a hard ass when called upon?
Yeah, I do. You know, the one thing that's kind of stood out besides his enthusiasm and positivity is he's a real smart guy. And, you know, as far as intelligence, he is a neurobiologist graduate from UC Davis. And I do think he's one of those guys who can, you know, tug on a jersey if you have to and get someone's attention. you know, I'd get in the guy's grill, you know, if he's not bringing it in practice a certain day. I do think he has that in him.
He said that the first thing he looked at when the schedule came out was the Thursday game. Is that what you look for, or what was the first thing you noticed?
No, I usually look for a group of, you know, the gauntlet stretch. You know, there's usually a stretch in the schedule where it's a lot of tough teams in a row, maybe a couple road games, you know, a stretch of three road games in 4 weeks. Those are the type of things. And with the Broncos, the most difficult portion of the schedule's at the end of the season, as it has been for this team. We said last year how easy the schedule was early, and they did get off to that 3-0 cupcake start, you know, and then and sure enough, they were cupcakes, and the Broncos struggled after that. This year, the schedule, I think, sets up nicely for them, and then really toughens up in December. So, you know, that's a challenge for every team, but it definitely will be for the Broncos.
All right, Mike, great stuff as always. Appreciate the insight. We'll talk to you again. Thank you.
See you guys.
All right, Mike Kliss, our 9 News Bronco Insider, presented by Bet Rivers Sportsbook.